at it, the hawk's blood?
Yeah. No, I don't use it.
Do people do it around here, though?
No, I don't use it.
Don't make blood sausage or blood?
No.
You ever take the juice of the head cheese or liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal? No. Or maybe take some hog meat and cook it up. Later it gets cold, you slice it up and fry it.
No, that wouldn't.
No? Ever hear scrapple?
No, I think it's scrapple, and that is about the same as our sausage meat down here.
Oh, yeah?
I thought they'd be pretty close together.
Suppose you kept butter kind of long and turned, it didn't taste good. What would you say?
It'd get rancid.
Uh-huh.
Some say rank, some say rancid.
What would it taste like? Could you describe that?
What it tastes like?
Yeah, it was rancid.
Well, it would just have a bad taste to it. It would taste like any old grease would.
Uh-huh.
It gets a stale taste and not very tasty.
What if you, talking about butter and things like that that would spoil? Say you had thick sour milk that you might keep on hand to make stuff out of. What would you call that?
Sour milk, maybe your buttermilk.
Mm-hmm.
And then sour milk.
And what kind of things would you make from that, you know?
From sour milk?
Yeah.
Well, most of them use in the biscuits and pancakes and just in general cooking.
Could you make a cheese out of it?
Not here, they don't do it.
No.
Well, you can make cottage cheese, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But not hardly anybody makes it here.
Was there a special name for the kind of milk that you would put in cottage cheese?
Really, it'd be mostly the sour milk.
Uh-huh. Ever hear the word clabber?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, clabber.
They still use that?
Yeah, when milk sets out, fresh milk clabbers. And, I don't really imagine that milk clabber. Mm-hmm. Don't believe it will.
What?
Now, fresh milk would clabber and the cream would rise on top. You just pull the cream off. And then what you had under there would be from solid black.
If you were get milk. What was the first thing you'd do to it? The first thing you would do to milk you just got?
Well, fresh milk?
Yeah, to get the impurities out of it.
Well, most people used to strain it to a clean cloth.
Uh-huh.
And that got the bitter parts out. That was before they pasteurized it.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they put it in a cool place. And the cream would rise overnight on it. And then it would usually sour in about 2 days. But the milk you put up now, I guess, keeps 10 or 12 days.
Yeah. We talked before, mentioned the pancakes and things with fruit. What if you had something like a fruit pie, except it had several layers of fruit and pastry in it, and made a deep dish, let's say with apples that had crust on top? Would there be any special thing for that? Special name?
Be a deep dish pie.
Uh-huh.
Wait,
can you describe how it'd be made?
Don't ever tackle them too often. Deep dish pies. I believe the shortcut recipe, some of them are rolled out and put a crust on the bottom and everything. I think some just melt the butter and flour and pour it all together and the crust right at the top of it.
What if it was made with cherries or something, would be a special name for it?
The cherry pie.
Mm-hmm.
Usually pie of any type is named after the fruit, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. You ever hear about cobbler?
Yeah, cherry cobbler, apple cobbler. Peach cobbler.
Talk kind of things in general you might eat. Say somebody had a good appetite, you might say. Well, he sure likes to put away his groceries.
You might say eat like a horse.
I'm a good girl.
Remember an older word for food? General term.
Are
these vittles around here?
Not too often, so I'd say vittles.
Who would use that one?